You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back into Cavalier Corner as we continue rolling along this Saturday morning. It's the first Saturday in February, believe it or not, and we're back here on Cavalier Corner talking a little more swimming for Jefferson Forest High School. Glad to welcome in a four-year member of the swim team, Landon Foster, to Cavalier Corner, an Upper Crust Pizza Company student athlete of the week. Landon, thanks for stopping by for us.
Thank you for having me here. I'm really glad to be here.
It's exciting to have you in. We've talked quite a bit of swimming of late. I'm just curious for you, at this point, you're in the middle of the swim season. Where are you physically and mentally in terms of, you know, freshness or being tired? Take us through what you're feeling out there.
On some days I am feeling pretty tired, but staying healthy and going to practices and keeping up physically is really important to me. So going to practice, working hard, that's all something that's obviously, like I just said, really important. I don't know. Sorry. Yikes.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun time of year also for you, Landon. You've just wrapped up the conference tournament. Take us through what that was like for you and how you feel you've performed.
I think I did fairly well. I had 2 5th places, which, I mean, for overall in a conference I'm not sure how many teams were there, maybe 5. I think that's fairly well. I've gone to conference all 4 years and made it to regions, which personally, that's a good goal for me that I've always had, is to be making it, or is to make it to regions. As well as that, I've also, I didn't make states freshman year, but after that, I've made states every year, and that's been a really cool thing and a really good experience that I've had. Or just having that experience of going is really, really fun, especially for being not a year-round swimmer, or swimming for like a club team, like a lot of the other swimmers do on the team. That's fairly impressive, I think, for myself, that I can work hard and push myself in just an hour practice every night, well, from Monday to Thursday, and that I can push myself to get to that place is just a really big thing to me. That's ever since sophomore year, that's been something that I've really had a part of my heart, you know.
No. I'm sure it has to be. I mean, you've gone at this now for what, your 4th year. You've gone through conference tournaments then.
Yeah.
Regionals are on the horizon for Landon Foster, 4-year swimmer at JF. You know, you go back to those moments when you started off going to states and swimming, you know, in your first couple of years. It seems as though that must have been a little bit more of an adjustment, whereas I would guess, what, right now you've kind of found a rhythm in terms of how to get the most out of your body, especially in those 4 days of swim practice.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And just coming from, like you said, 4 days of practice, you don't have all that time to you're not training 2 hours or 3 hours a day like the year-round swimmers are, or the club team swimmers. And so you have to push yourself to a limit that isn't necessarily like theirs. Yes, they're having longer practices, probably harder, but you have to set a personal goal, I should say.
Sure.
Yeah, setting a personal goal and is always key, or at least for me, that's always been key for me, is setting that personal goal of saying, okay, this is where I want to be, this is where I'm going to get. And since starting freshman year, my time in my favorite event, which is 100 free, I've dropped 7 seconds from that, which is, I mean, I think fairly impressive for, like I was saying earlier, not a year-round swimmer. So going just training from that, from winter and summer practices, it's been a big thing. Always setting those goals is huge.
Landon Foster, a 4-year swimmer with Jefferson Forest and an Upper Crust Pizza Company student athlete of the week. We'll get more into what he's studying in a little bit as he joins us here on Cavalier Corner. Swimming started at age 7. Your brother, take us through what impact he had in getting you into the sport of swimming and maybe giving you a little bit of a push.
My brother, I saw him going to practice when I don't even know how old he was, but I mean, like I said, I was 7. Just seeing him going and getting in the water every day, I would ride with my mom to drop him off, and I would see him go to practice, and I was like, well, I kind of want to get into something like that. That'd be cool. And then eventually I told my parents, told everyone, and we got signed up and I started swimming for them. And I guess seeing him there at practice and seeing him, like, his accomplishments throughout all of that, it kind of pushed me, because I was like, I guess maybe not envious or jealous, but like, I wanted that.
Oh, I know how that is. I got an older brother as Ryan. It kind of, you know, always is that carrot in front of you that keeps going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're always trying to strive to be better than them. And so I guess that kind of pushed me, and I was like, well, this is where I want to go, and I'm going to stick with this. And of course, I mean, throughout the years, I've had my times where I've been like, man, this stinks. I'm so tired. But at the end of the day, I'm like, you know, I love the sport. It's fun. It's healthy. It's something that I'm just supposed to be doing in my life.
That's really neat to hear, especially because I know you play soccer as well. And, yeah, you know, soccer is a sport that I would think has to have a big role in your life too. Did the love for swimming happen right off the bat, or is it something that, you know, as you got better at it and you got more familiar with it, your passion for that sport grew too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't think anyone can really just, I guess some people just naturally have the love of a sport, but for me, I kind of just acquired it. I kind of, like, as time and training and whatnot went on, I learned to love it more and more each day. And the same with soccer. I mean, both of them, learning to love a sport is not necessarily the easiest thing to do, but once you do, it's something you just always cherish, and you just want it to be a part of your life for all, like, forever.
Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, Landon Foster, is with us here talking some JF swimming. You know, I want to delve in a little more, and I think it'd be neat, you know, for our listeners as well to hear about the soccer and the swimming, how the training for that goes hand in hand, and how, mm-hmm, you know, the endurance especially kind of complements each other. What does that do?
Well, definitely for swimming, the training is for your entire body, and I don't think enough sports really put enough work for every muscle of your body, which swimming, you're using every ounce of energy. You're using every muscle in the body to train you, which, I mean, for me, I use swimming to help me train for soccer. There's a lot of endurance for that. And swimming is just, honestly, it's probably one of the best sports you can do if you're looking for a sport to help you with another sport. Swimming is probably one of the best things you can do. Because it, like I was saying, it trains every part of your body. It's just healthy for you. I don't know.
sure requires a lot of breathing and toughness and mental toughness.
Oh, yeah.
Landon Foster, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week here on Cavalier Corner. Final one for you before we let you go. I know you're going to Liberty, and you're already affiliated with the school, not just with two siblings going there, but an internship in their aviation school to be a pilot. How'd that fascination come about?
It started all when, I was a little kid, and my grandpa, he shared his love of flying, and he would fly, and, you know, he would do, like, test bombing and whatnot back in the day. It was a long time ago, and he shared his experiences and his love of aviation with me, and that kind of, he shared model planes, and he would give those to me, and he would just show me what the parts do, and he'd give me the manuals, and he just kind of adopted me, I guess, as his little, like, his aviation guy.
Little protege.
Yeah, definitely, and so I just fell in love with it, because he loved it so much, and it just made my heart fall in love with aviation. Like, I love swimming and soccer. It kind of all has the same thing. I don't know. I just love every part of aviation. I love flying. I love being in the sky and traveling. I'm really thankful for Liberty for having their aviation program, of course, and them letting me be a part of that has been huge, and getting training done with them, it's all been amazing.
That's exciting to hear. Hopefully one day you'll be piloting us around or doing even bigger and better things for the country. Landon Foster with us here on Cavalier Corner. Landon, congratulations on getting through a good chunk of your swimming season. Best of luck for the rest of that in the upcoming soccer year. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Landon Foster with us here on Cavalier Corner. Up next, another Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week. Swimmer Carter Jenkins stops by right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next, right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.